The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
This is a boy named Moshe. He lived in England in 1946, 1947. And he lost his father. And this boy was in school there. And they had a countrywide math competition. And this Moshe, who was 10, 11 years old, was brilliant, brilliant. And the questions got harder, harder. Bit it out. More count. Literally a multifaceted genius. And word got out. He won the math competition of England. And word got out and he started getting letters. And people gave him scholarships. And he was able to go to Cambridge or to private schools. The mother's like, no, my son Moshe has to learn Torah. And one day the mother gets a letter and says, dear madam, I want you to know that your son could be the prize of England. He could represent the brilliance of the country. He will have everything that's possible. We want to give him a full scholarship to Oxford. We want to give him a stipend to never worry about money. He will always be taken care of. He will be the elite of the whole country. He could become a knight one day. I pray to you, madame, please send him to Oxford. Sincerely, Sir Winston Churchill. He wrote her a letter. And Moshe's mother took the letter, went over to the fireplace, and put it in and burnt it down. Moshe started learning, and today, he became Rav Moshe Sternbach. And Moshe Sternbach, who runs Klai Yisrael, who's a gadol sheb gedolim, he asked his mother, why did you rip up the letter? You should have saved it in the attic. You got a handwritten letter from Sir Winston Churchill that your son could have been the diamond of England. And she said, because you're Taira. I never wanted to have doubts or question my decision. An Ayla! A complete negation to be able to have godless. But today, it's hard, but it's so much easier. Figure out your Ayla and give it to Hashem. Rashi doesn't have to say what an Ayla is, because that's the essence. Hashem, I love you. I want you in my life. Why don't you talk to him? Have a private conversation with him. Say, I care about you. I love you. I want to figure out, like, how do I make you more relevant? How do I feel it more? How do I give you my heart? How do I find the inspiration to really serve you? And with that, when you become a carbon, you negate yourself. You give up your toys. You become the Ayla, Tamima. And Hashem showers you with bracha, atzlacha, nachas, siyat d'shmaya, and the Aris wanted everything. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.